Episode 97, MD at City and Country Financial Services, Lena Borden.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Cups. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Lena, and welcome to EntrepreneurCast. It's such a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Lena, before we get going with the business side of things, tell us a little bit about who are you outside of your business and what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Where shall I start? I'm a mom, a wife. I'm originally from Ukraine. I was born in Ukraine, spent one third of my life in Ukraine, one third in Russia, one third in the UK. So I have no idea who I am. In spare time, I write reading. I read anything from quantum physics to financial markets to serendipity, anything. I like nature and I do like to talk to people and find out what makes them tick. In a nutshell, who I am.
So, Lena, what about your business? Tell us, what is it that you do and what inspired you to start it?
I run a financial services company, which is not very typical and usual for a woman. There is no inspirational story behind it, I'm afraid. I came into the UK at the age of 30. Tried to find a job, found out that it was not easy, had a job in sales for a little while, and someone who I sold advertising space advised me to look into financial services industry. And the rest is just, you know, a story behind it. 2006, I came into the industry, worked from my spare bedroom as a mortgage advisor. In 2008, I thought that I'm clever enough to set up a business as a limited company and take people on board. And 3 weeks later, the whole market collapsed. So it took some hard work to keep going. But today we are a company based in the City of London. Small, but mighty.
Amazing. It's actually interesting how so many people you hear these days, you know, they would come to the country or they would, you know, in that country, they would look for a job. They wouldn't be able to find a job. And then they're like, gotta create my own then, right?
That was my story.
So, Lena, between, you know, being a financial advisor and being a mom and a wife and reading time and spending time on the nature, what would you say your typical day looks like?
Oh, God. My days are different. I know that people have got, you know, you have to follow a formula. My days are very different. I do meditate. I try to exercise when I remember about it and have time. I do try to exercise. But morning, couple of hours are my time, planning time, thinking what I will be doing, getting, you know, into the mood of going there and making things happen. But because of the industry we are in, the majority of clients would like to see you in the evening after work. I'm also involved with Federation of Small Businesses. I'm running, I'm a lead on a national project. I'm responsible for Greater London area. That takes a lot of time. So my day is, I wake up and I keep going from 6 a.m. till about 10 p.m. Mm. And then I try to rest and go to bed and get up and keep going. But the majority of the day is meeting people and talking to people.
Awesome. So, Lena, throughout our entrepreneurial journey, we come across a lot of challenges. What would you say was your greatest challenge and how did you manage to overcome it?
There was a couple. The first one was when I decided to become a company, took my first advisor on board. We moved into the office because that's what he wanted. And 3 weeks later, the whole industry, well, the whole world went into pieces when financial crisis happened. 70% of the business was mortgage business, and the mortgage market disappeared overnight. It was scary. How we overcame it, well, the advisor who I took on board left me 3 months later, so that was interesting. Thinking, planning, changing the way we worked, taking other services on board, which we didn't consider previously, because I was the company. And then other people joined on the way. That was first one, but bigger fear came a bit later in 2012, when one of my advisors, who I thought she would become a partner in business, she had the cancer. So she had to leave. She is with us. She's alive, but she's not working in the industry anymore. So she left. And at that point, we were building a sales force, what we call. So I took, when financial crisis happened, I consulted with different business consultants and asked them, you know, what shall I do? How shall I work? And everyone talks about start with the end in mind and what you want to achieve. And my big ego wanted, you know, to conquer the world and be a national company. And we are city and country, and we will be in every city, not in every country, but through the UK. That's what I thought I wanted. And we started building this sales force. There were 13 of us. The biggest part were part-timers and trainees. So we were growing quickly. And I hated every day of my life. Why? Because we are not Salesforce type of people. I'm not. We are more relationship and, you know, personal circumstances and friendship and all of that type of advisors. And I was building something I didn't enjoy. Mm-hmm. And when the lady got ill, it struck me like thunder that tomorrow it could be me. I could be in same situation. I'm building something I'm not enjoying and I wouldn't get the result. What the hell am I doing? That was big fear factor. So decision was made to move from North London to Central London. We shrank. So from 13 people, we went back to 5 because everyone was given a choice. You are either full-time and totally committed, or you are not going to Central London with us because it's very costly. So those who were committed stayed, those who were playing left. And that was the best decision I made. But God, that was scary. That was scary.
Wow. Yeah, you lived through some really challenging times.
Decision times, yes.
Yeah. So, Lina, obviously you had your challenges, you managed to overcome it, you came out stronger. And I'm sure that throughout your entrepreneurial journey, you had a lot of successes as well. So, what would you say was the greatest success that you had?
The biggest success in my life, I always say, is my daughter. It's the biggest successful finished project. she really is. And though she's not part of the business, but she is, because business was partly because of her. You know, we go into business for a variety of reasons. For me, it was the ability to provide for my family and lead by example and make sure that my daughter, when she grows up, she can follow, you know, my mom did it, I can do something as well. So that was big, big motivator for me. Other successes, well, there are many. Seeing advisors who are in the company succeeding even though it's not my success, but it feels like my success. Being a company in the City of London, it might sound a bit cocky, but there are not many smallish type of companies who are based in London who are run by a woman who is a foreigner. So that is success. Working on behalf of women who run small businesses, on behalf of Federation of Small Businesses, we've done amazing, you know, jobs. So that is huge success for me. But I think getting to the age I am and being still excited in life and still wanting to build and the company and support people and contribute to the people around me, you know, it's probably small success, but it's huge success for me.
Awesome. Also, Lina, you know, as entrepreneurs, we come up with a lot of ideas, a lot of great ideas. Where would you say do you come up with your best ideas?
Where? Usually when I walk in the park or in nature or when I'm taking a shower.
Awesome.
Some best ideas were, you know, came to me when I didn't expect it at all. In our job, we do lots of detailed job analysis and, you know, figures. And so when I am very much in that type of job, I have no ideas. So to get into idea receiving mood, I do need to switch, to come into different sort of state environment, and then ideas flow. But then it's something you can predict, but sometimes you are stuck. And if you just let it go, that's where a shower happens. And suddenly you've got the answer in the moment you expected it the least, and here it is.
Awesome. That's quite a typical one.
I also add, very often when I read something which is absolutely not business related, and you take ideas from the reading, which just shows how you can implement something in your job, your business, your industry, which is not related to your industry, your job, or your business whatsoever. But reading also helps a lot.
Lina, I'm sure like over the years, you've been an inspiration to a lot of people. But you yourself, do you have people that inspire you or so-called personal heroes?
I probably will be not sort of very conventional. There are plenty of women who inspire me and plenty of men who inspire me. But what inspires me a lot is talking to ordinary people. I mentioned I do a work on behalf of Federation of Small Businesses in the UK. And as a result of that work, we created networking events for women locally, and we run one event which is regional. To make my life easy, the event is structured in such a way that I've got a woman in my, what I call, interview chair, and we just chat, just like we do now. And usually I do a bit of research online, just, you know, to know who I'm talking to, but I don't go into details. So I don't want to know much about them. And what I found out, Svetlana, behind every person there is a story. And some of these stories, if not most, are very, very inspirational. And if we are willing to listen, then the story will come. And some of these stories, you know, I had a woman, she is great. She always laughs. Her laughter is such that you will laugh with her, you know, on the spot. And I said to her, just like you asked me, what was the biggest challenge you had to overcome, business or personal life? And she said, well, the biggest challenge was when my daughter died. And you, no one expected it, you know. So and then you learn so much from it. How do you cope? I thought my story is, you know, strong and I had challenges in my life, but when you listen to other people, you realize there are bigger stories out there. Mm. And it was just normal, ordinary woman who runs her very small business, very happy, very, I learned from her how to deal with what life throws at us more than any inspirational speaker.
Wow. That is quite powerful. It's true. It's true. Like, sometimes we don't realize there are people who like go unnoticed, but some of the stuff they went through is just like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lina, you've been in a business for quite a long time, and you know, you obviously over the years gained a lot of experience, knowledge, and wisdom. So out of your experience, knowledge, and wisdom, would you share with us your top three tips and strategies, you know, in business and life to help any entrepreneur who is listening to us today?
Some of these tips are stolen and borrowed. So I haven't created them myself, but I learned... And it was told before me that people do business with people who they know, like, and trust. So you have to be able to get in touch with people, to learn about them, and then trust will come. That's one of the tips. Never give up is very good, but sometimes you have to give up something to start something new. So don't worry to give up if it feels like it. It's enough to, whatever you know, it's enough to start. You don't need to be perfect. One of my friends, I didn't know I'm perfectionist, but apparently I am, I was told. But one of my friends, when I said to her, you know, I'm not ready, she said, Lina, Microsoft and Apple, we are never ready. Have you ever had software which works 100% right? It doesn't. They get it to the market and then they perfect it. So don't try to be perfect. Good is just good enough.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us. And Lina, throughout your journey, did you come across any kind of resources that made your life easier?
Well, internet is one of them. and I joke that I was waiting for it to get away, you know, because I didn't want to learn about it. But the internet connects people and, you know, this know, like, and trust. You do have false feelings that you know people well without even meeting them, but it does open door and starts a conversation. That's how, you know, well, I met you in person, but because I follow you online, I know a lot about you. Mm. And it feels like I've been in your life for years. So internet is huge, huge thing. Systems, just, you know, reflecting on our business, I'm good on front ideas, strategy when it comes to business, but systems and processes, I don't like them. So I've got a partner in business, Sebastian, who is very, very good on systems and processes and CRM systems and all other things which he put in place, took our business, you know, miles ahead. So have I answered your question or?
Sure.
Yet.
Well, for you, I guess, you know, stuff like internet was a huge resource. I have a lot of people say Google, you know, or YouTube.
Google, yeah.
Google. Which is practically the same thing. Just Google it and, you know, you'll find more or less any answer. So, yeah.
Federation of Small Businesses did research and they published a report last year. And according to the report, the majority of, not majority, but biggest, big amount of women who would like to set up business or who run business already, and we are talking about small businesses, businesses employing less than 50 people, getting the right information is a big challenge.
Mm.
And with Google.
Yeah.
But there is lots of information out there. How do you know which, you know, where, what is right, what is shortcut what is. And I agree with it, because when you run your own business and when you are small and you don't have IT department and marketing department and research department, you are all departments yourself.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you are so involved in everything that you've got limited resources of time.
Mm.
So Google is good. Professional advisors are better.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I guess that's where the networking comes in. You know, you find other specialists who know what they do, and then it's better to ask them a question than Google, because on Google you'll have millions of answers and you won't know which one is right, which one isn't. But then a specialist or an expert can give you that answer. And if you ask a few experts, then obviously you can put one and one together and figure out which one to follow. So yeah, networking is always in business a huge thing.
It is. Well, you built your business out of networking, and so am I.
Yeah.
Networking was huge for me.
So Lina, I come across a lot of people who say that at some point in life, they've read a book that changed their life. Did you have such a book?
I've got loads. a book which I like a lot. It's not latest reading, but it's probably still on the top of my list from books I read in the last couple of years, is Start With Why by Sinek. I love that book. It talks to my heart and my brain. And I do believe that in business, it's why before how.
Mm.
Well, like in life, otherwise you will be building Salesforce, national Salesforce, like I did.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not who you are. It's not what you want, but you think you do. So Start With Why it was not an eye opener, but it was answer to loads of questions I had when I was thinking how to structure business and where to take it and what to do with it. Recommend it.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Lina, you've been in the business for a long time. You figured out what you want, what you don't want in it. You know, you figured out how to structure it in a better way for yourself.
No, I'm still working it out. I still have got my doubts and I have worries and everything you can think about. I still have got it. I know that I don't want to have national Salesforce. I know that we want to be business we are, you know, small.
Mm.
But Svetlana, I don't think you can work it out once and for all. And probably some people do.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with Thomas Power. I don't know if you know him or not. He was behind Penny Power. They were behind the Academy, the very first online platform before Facebook and LinkedIn.
Mm.
And we were talking about, you know, working it out. And what Thomas said, I agree with it. He said, I think it's very difficult to work out what you want before you are 40.
Mm.
Some people can, but the majority, it really comes when you know who you are. But you change, don't you, through life?
Yeah.
You are different who you were in 20 when 30 or 40. So I haven't worked it out yet.
Well, you have your business, you know, it's stable, you've built something, you know, you're following, you know, this journey as every entrepreneur does. So what is next for you? What's your next big goal, dream, aim? And if there was someone listening today who can potentially help you get there, who would it be?
Again, very controversial, I think. A couple of years ago, you know, I work in the industry which is very much goal driven and sales targets, and that's what it is. Few years ago, I gave up on goals. And that was when one of my, the lady had cancer, the lady I mentioned earlier. And my goal, Svetlana, is to get up in the morning, to be very excited about day ahead, and to go back to bed thinking, I'm extremely, extremely grateful, happy for the day I had. I helped some people, I touched some lives, I've, you know, contributed, I gave something away, and that's it. As low as that. I have goals, you know, I want to build business to certain level, and but my goals are very, very grounded these days.
Amazing.
Funny thing is, when that happened, business started growing faster than I planned.
Well, once you take your focus away from it, it just starts going, isn't it? It's like when they say, if you throw, let's say if you shoot an arrow, right, and you have the aim, you shouldn't be like concentrating it on it 100%, right? Once you take you relax and yeah, kind of let it go and let it work itself out, that's when it reaches the aim. So yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks for that.
We still have goals. You know, you can't be in business without goals. But for some people, goals motivate them. For some people, it doesn't work. And probably, you know, I will be criticized by any expert in business. But that's how it works in my life. I've got other people in business who are very goal-oriented and they love it. My goal is to have a good day.
Awesome. Well, Lina, we are coming to the end of the show, but before we say our goodbyes, is there anything else you would like to share with us or and advise on today?
I don't know if it's advice, but it's sort of own experience. It doesn't matter how challenging the day is or whatever challenge you go through, it will pass. It always does. So just keep going, but don't be afraid to rewrite your business plan, because sometimes we are building something which is not really ours. And it's okay to change your, you know, goal and start again or diversify or change the way you are going. So there is nothing wrong with it. I know all these stories about keep digging and you get to diamonds, but sometimes your diamonds are in another field. And it's okay, in my opinion, to go and dig in another way or another place. It's business is not the means to the ends. Business is part of our life. And if your life is miserable, well, forget about why do you need business which makes your life miserable. I believe you should enjoy.
Definitely. Well, thank you for that, Lina. For anyone who would like to get in touch with you or follow you in any way, what's the best way to do it?
Well, I'm Lina Borden on all social media accounts. The easiest way is probably by email, info@ccfs.london. It's C for Charlie, C for Charlie, F for Freddy, S for sugar.london. And if I can help anyone with anything, I will be very happy to do so, because I do believe you need to give before you get.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. Thanks for making the time, Lina. It's been a great privilege to have you, and I really look forward to meeting again in London.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.